story, just some random scene here inspired by this, what's it called, Stargate film. We want some action here. So just in general, a meeting between so-called aliens and earthlings. You know, here we have people coming from some kind of higher, more powerful, much more powerful realm, entering this earthly realm, and we just show it from their point of view, right? How they devise some kind of vehicle that can travel between dimensions and help them to appear here in this earthly realm made of that gross, rough material. And maybe they have some kind of need to have some spacesuits on or whatever. Maybe even some kind of robotic characters that they are acting in. I don't know, whatever. Interfaces. Or they are actually there, present. And then the Earthlings, of course, the big leaders there, they call in military and it's all top secret and it never happened. And but then soldiers are coming forward there with weapons to confront the aliens. And, you know, those so-called aliens that to us are now the non-aliens and the others are aliens, the ones we call Earthlings. They communicate through mind, mental sounds. So they, when they see these, I mean, we can say primitive looking also, beings there on this earth, you know, with their strange green suits and their strange things held in their hands, that you realize they're like weapons that can destroy, punch holes in other things. Then they communicate to them that, you know, hey, we come in peace, and but it's all in the mind, right? We come in peace, don't take to violence for your own sake. And one of those human barbarians is a little bit more sensitive and can kind of pick up that message. But the other is, no, you're just imagining. And maybe they even shoot or something. And immediately when they do, and they're all thrown down on the ground and incapacitated, they can't move. They just lie there. The prana is frozen or whatever. And you know, that's how these superior ones work, you know, how they handle combat. They're just so completely above and superior to the humans. But they are also peaceful there. They don't understand why these humans always have to fight. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of us? We just come here to help. So yeah, I mean, we could put this whole thing there in the story about them coming and they're blocking, you know, the nuclear launch mechanism, and these bases there are just... So there's all kinds of job going on behind the scene to kind of calm down these humans. It's now they're going too far. but also incapacitate their weapons and whatever, their military efforts and so on, when they take it too far. Because they are like stupid animals. And it's a beautiful world. So, you know, these crazy being species there are just destroying everything. They've gone mad. So either you just decimate them all, remove them all, or you do something, you know, because then quite many of them you would need to, or you do something smarter to change their mind, to make them return to normal minds again. So that could be an underlying, some kind of dimension of this story, and I think I already have it there somewhere.